Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. Welcome to MindBody TV. For those of you listening to the recording, hello. I would love to hear from you and where you're tuning in from or any of the insights you have along the way. I will look at these comments and stay connected. And hello to everyone who's listening to the podcast. So today I am going to share about what's right about the pain, illness, symptoms, whatever that you're in that you may be not getting. And this has been a huge tool for me and continues to be a really powerful tool for me to be in non-resistance and keep opening to the power, the light, the ease and resilience that allows my body to be fed and nurtured, allows me to be in joy, allows me to have clarity and to live in abundance. So whether you are in a space where you're like, whoa, I'm really struggling with this illness, or I'm in pain, or I'm in anxiety all the time, or depression, or there are other struggles that are coming up in your life that are getting your attention and you're trying to address it by, you know, how do I overcome this? How do I fix this? What do I need to do? This can be a really, really powerful insight to have a completely different way of approaching this that can allow so much to resolve so quickly. So hello, everyone who's joining live. We have A. Grant from New Brunswick, Canada. Rumi from Switzerland. What a perfect topic. Thank you so much. Thanks for being here. Rita from, where did that go? Castlegar, BC. Liam from New York, upstate New York. Hi, Jimbo. All right. I love hearing from everyone. If you're in the MindBody community, it will just say Facebook user, but you can let me know your name if you want to give a shout out. Hello, Susan. Ellen from Toronto, Susan from Illinois. All right, so I'm going to dive in, and then I want you to share what comes up for you as we go through. And the most powerful way to be present to this broadcast is breathe in your body, soften, like just relax, relax your physical body, and then feel. What do I feel happening in my body as I'm listening to this? A lot of times we listen from the mind and it's information, but no one is actually going to get any further in their life with more information because we don't need more information. And I may not say anything you haven't heard before, but if you listen with your body, you will receive a very powerful cellular transmission that you have never received before that can actually change your entire existence. So take a few breaths, relax and soften your body. And if you do have the good fortune of just being present to just this, as opposed to like I'm driving in my car or I'm watching my child, just put as much presence into this as you can. Your wealth is your ability to put your attention fully on yourself, to give this gift to you. So I'm going to ask you to do this in some way, whether you are also doing something else right now or you're not, as much as possible, bring your attention to yourself. Have a few deep breaths and be in your body. Katarina from Sweden, I love to be here and getting to be with you all. Barb's from Chester, UK, so grateful for this topic. Murns from South Africa. Charlotte from Sweden. Hello, Facebook user. It's been a while. I've been there seeking more info on the outside. Time to hear a deeper experience. Isabel from Montreal. Hello, Angel. All right, Ragnald from Norway. Got someone from Saskatchewan, Canada. I do not know how to say that, but that's awesome. All right, more people from Sweden. Okay, hello, Annika. So welcome to everyone who's coming in. So here's the thing I want you to feel into. What is this instance, the pain, if there's a name for it, where you're like, I have this diagnosis, if it's an illness, or the challenge, right? And we all have our story about like, oh, here I go again with this, or, oh, I can never get beyond this struggle. So that's all the mental, just breathe and let that release. And then breathe into your body and actually experience, what am I experiencing right now? So drop in and let it come up. Is there constriction? Like, I've had this space right here under the diaphragm for the last day that feels tight, like I'm holding something. So I've just kept making space best I can to relax my body and let that in. There's something I'm holding. There's like a fear. I could continue to do my life in that fear, which is just going to create more of a hamster wheel. I got to do this and I got to do that. Like, I can't just stop and let this thing go. Or I can presence it and welcome it. That doesn't mean I got to let it go. I don't know how to let it go. Just means, yeah, I let this in as it is. In fact, I have a really, really powerful session I did with a private client earlier this week that was so universal. It was actually last week. It was so universal that I've asked her if I could, you know, strip the audio and share this, which we're going to do, because she was in so much fight or flight of, it's not working. I'm trying everything. And you'll hear it in her voice in the beginning of the call. And the more I just presenced my body, it was like, that is not what you need to be concerning yourself with. That is not your power. We can let all this go. And I invited her into a very, very deep sense of self. And she went there and she created a bridge from the space of, I'm doing it wrong. It's not working. What am I doing? I need to do more. I need another book. I need another healer. I'm working with this person, where so many of us are, to, I embrace what is as it is, and I open to the serenity of that. Serenity of that. Yeah, well, now I'm in the discomfort. I'm in the heaviness. I'm in the fear. So I'm experiencing discomfort, but I'm no longer running and buying into the idea that it's not okay. I'm no longer buying into that idea that it's a wrongness. And I know this might sound a little weird, but that is what unlocks the potential. When I am willing to be in serenity with what is as it is, I've just created more serenity in my body. That's what gets amplified. So this thing, and if you feel it in your body, Rachel says, I feel anxiety about the future. As much as I try and become present, my mind seems to constantly try and problem solve the future. I really feel like it keeps me stuck. So thank you, Rachel. So if you embrace also this, okay, I'm not present, but where am I? I'm in a spin out. I'm in a projection trying to create the future. So that's what's to be embraced. Yep. This thing I'm doing, and I love it. What? I love it. No, I hate it. I got to make it go away. Yeah. This thing I'm doing, and I love it, which is I choose to love this. I choose to embrace this. So I'm no longer making it wrong. And in this session that I'll share within the next week or so, if you're subscribed at drkimd.com, you'll have that. We're going to email it out. But this resistance is exactly what creates the toxicity in the body that has the body break down and exhibit severe pain, that has the body create, you know, even when you have back pain and people were like, well, this is not just energy. There's actually a disc that's bulging. Yeah, it creates physical. It physicalizes in your body because your body is not energetically getting the resilience, the nutrients, releasing the waste products. It can't stay physically healthy. So something like a disc starts bulging or nerves become inflamed, or like with Anita, who shared a few weeks ago, she had severe MS. The myelin sheath around the nerves breaks down. It's an autoimmune process where your body is dissolving that sheath around the nerve. So that nerve can't conduct energy as well. And you know, that's a lot of the symptoms with MS where you get weakness, you can't walk. She was having all kinds of symptoms. bladder incontinence. So yes, it physicalizes, but that doesn't mean that it's not an energetic baseline. So the first piece is feeling into what that is, okay? And all the ways I make this wrong. I don't want to have this thing. Am I being punished? Did I eat the wrong thing? Did I not eat the right thing? I had that accident. Now I've never gotten over it. I had a woman yesterday that I worked with privately who had a really severe fall many, many years back. And she's still carrying the pain from this. And she hadn't fractured her back, but had a really severe trauma. And we were able to release that cellular memory in her system, so she can be free and not continue to live in this pain and carry this. So am I making it wrong? Like, oh, I've been punished, and trying to figure it out. The other day I was in my kitchen with one of my best friends who's been staying with us. And she, you know, came over for breakfast, and I said, yeah, I'm not feeling awesome today. And she's so present with me. So she like really went there and said, well, what's going on? So I just shared like, oh, I just feel uneasy about this and about that. And she's like, embrace it exactly as it is. Where do you feel it in your body? Embrace that. Welcome that. And I welcomed it because I was like, I just don't know why. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. She's like, so let go of needing to know why. She's giving me my own medicine back. And just welcome it exactly as it is. And as soon as I welcomed this like stirring feeling of anxiety, I welcomed it. Then there was the clarity of like, oh my God, I know exactly why I'm so spun out right now. And I had done a retreat a couple weeks ago and not really like settled fully back in. Took some time off, but I'm like, well, I could have taken like a full week completely off, which I really didn't do, and really honor that that was exactly what I needed. So just the idea of like, oh, I'll just maybe get a massage this afternoon, and tuning into it, just tuning into the awareness and having it register. Oh yeah, I have really been going, had it all resolved completely, but I had to first embrace it as it is. I had to welcome it. And then the awareness came in, but we do this backwards. We try to get the awareness. Oh, why am I doing? Oh, what am I doing? And we try to do the thing so that we'll feel better, but it will never work that way. Paola said, what about something genetic like hair thinning? So this is really fascinating because we have seen that the psychoneuroimmunologic endocrine system communication, right? The mind body system actually activates our genetic code. So we either express the genes for disease or we turn off the genes for disease. Bruce Lipton has a huge body of work on this as a cell biologist, how this affects our gene expression, and we can reverse that. Every cell in our body has receptors for these molecules of emotion. So when we change our emotional blueprint of the records we're playing of this is wrong, this is bad, I'm being punished, I did this thing, I had that trauma, how do I let it go? Where we're not welcoming it as it is, those records keep playing and keeping those genes in play. So yes, it can make a huge difference. And our gene expression, Sharon said Kyle Cease, which is so cool because I love Kyle Cease. He's actually changed my life. I started, you know, just getting more present to myself. He carries a really beautiful consciousness. I would love to interview him if anyone has a connection with him. Liam said, when I'm in resistance, it gives the illusion of my being in control. Being present is letting go of that illusion. Well, Liam, you're so smart. Liam is a pretty highly intelligent being, awakened, you know. So this is something that came up for me today. Actually, one of my friends let me borrow this book, The Silence of the Heart, Reflections of the Christ Mind. So this is not about a religious thing at all. It's about a higher consciousness, a unity consciousness. And the one that really reflected with me that I think I'm just going to read it every day this week was the futility of control, that I am not the one doing any of it. We put a lot of energy into being the doer. So we actually don't have control over any of it, but we want to think we do, which keeps us powerless. Okay. What else do we have? Leah from Durango. Cool. I'm in Durango here in Colorado. All right. What about osteoporosis and osteoarthritis? So these are very, you know, these have been shown to be inflammatory states that the body is inflamed diffusely. And these inflammatory components, you know, coagulate in our joint. They coalesce in the joint, and they will actually create damage in that joint. So cartilage gets worn out. There's the osteophytes with the little bone cells lay down, you know, the bones lay down extra calcium bone. And then it's like this little, the edges, you know, the bones are not smooth and gliding together. They're like edgy. So we get a lot of degeneration in the joint. So basically all of this severe inflammation creates joint disease. A lot of autoimmune diseases have the same process and arthritic processes. So same thing, when we're in that state of fear, we're inflamed, it creates physical inflammation in the body that deteriorates our joints. And I've seen many, many people have a reversal of this with not only, you know, look at your nutrition, look at your food, making sure you're not eating lots of inflammatory foods that are contributing to this. But what I've seen to be most important and what we've seen scientifically is the most powerful is our own resonance, our own frequency. Am I in the frequency of what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? How do I fix this? How do I get out of this? Escape? Or am I in the frequency of I embrace what is as it is, which is power? And yes, it's power to then do something about it. But if we don't first go to the serenity, nothing we do will actually change anything. This is why it was so powerful for me the other day when my friend told me, welcome it all exactly as it is. That's when clarity came. So thank you for asking that. Yes, the futility of control, Liam. I have neuropathy and 65% of my body's in pain. So same thing, a lot of this diffuse inflammation that creates this pain response and increases the volume on our nerves registering pain. So I had a friend going through this experience. This is kind of what triggered my topic for this week. Her son has been, you know, exhibiting lots of behavioral problems over the last year, maybe a little longer. And her relationship has been really inflamed. So she's living with her husband and her son, which is from her first marriage, is having a really tough time with this. They're at odds. They're inflaming each other. And then there's all these ways they're like taking the kid to therapy. They're changing what's happening with his school. Why is he acting up? What do I need to do? And the kid would get just emotional breakdowns, meltdowns, out of control. She's been trying really hard to have her marriage work and kind of seeing like, well, what's going on between them? Why is my kid so out of control? Why is my husband so inflamed? Like, okay, I'm gonna let them work it out. But then realizing this is actually an invitation to me. And when she finally began to see the way she was compromising herself in her marriage, not actually receiving what she, you know, honoring herself so that she was truly loved unconditionally, she couldn't really see what was right about the son's behavior. And this is, I brought this up because the inner self is like a child, and it may just be like, ah, I'm not okay in here. And we're not listening. We're like, oh, let's just take a little Prozac and I won't even notice that anymore. Or let me change my diet. Or let me just keep overworking. Or let me just keep trying really hard to make my relationships work. So we just like quelch that. Oh, why am I such a problem? And not realizing what's right about this, I'm not getting. When she finally made a new arrangement with her husband, like, this is not working for me. I'm not going to compromise myself like this anymore. I deserve to be unconditionally loved, received, cherished exactly as I am, and left that relationship as it was. Her son came into a whole new alignment. It was like his little system was like, I've finally been really heard. And she's smart enough that and wise enough, she said to him, I know I've been settling for a lot less than what's really right for me. And you haven't been willing to do that. And we've made you wrong for that. But it's what's right about this is that you've woken me up to see where I wasn't okay. And I was unhappy and I was screaming inside. And the kid was like the overt expression of that. And she was willing to see it. And she just felt her son completely relax. And his behavior has been 100% normal. Like he's not any longer having and exhibiting any of those meltdowns emotionally or behavioral problems. And it's the same thing with our body. When I stop making it wrong and I look at what's right about this, I'm not getting, my body can actually communicate with me in a way that I can listen and it doesn't have to scream and become inflamed, which we've seen that the immune system will create lots of inflammation when we're in that state of suppressing ourselves and break down or have severe pain in order to show us like, I hate my job. Stop buying into the idea that I can't leave and I can't do it different, or that if I live my truth, I won't make money, or all the BS belief systems that we use to keep ourselves stuck. Kate says, how do I embrace it? It doesn't feel sincere. So feel what you feel. We'll do this now. Feel what you feel in your body, whether it's tension, pain, or if it's like the idea of my illness. I have this diagnosis, so therefore I'll never be well. I'll always have meds. I'll be broken. I'll never be able to do the things I need to do. Just feel the energy of that. Heavy or light? Where do you feel it? Do you feel it on your shoulders? Do you feel it on your chest? Do you feel it in your pelvis? And then soften. If you soften, you will sense more. When you tense, you have less access of awareness of what's really happening in here and of what's happening in the space around your body. So you're letting in less awareness. So just soften. So embracing it, she said, doesn't feel sincere. It's not about, I embrace you. I love you. You're so awesome. It's not that. It's what if I just for 10 seconds, just let myself experience it. Stop fixing it. Stop running it. Stop figuring it out. Just lean into it. What am I actually experiencing? So just this. Now, what the mind does is, okay, now I got it. Okay, I'm feeling it. Now how to fix it? Okay, it's in my stomach. Okay, now how to fix it? Just don't let yourself go there. Just the awareness is a transmuter. What? Yes. Just letting myself soften and have the awareness allows my system to recalibrate. Your system already knows how to heal itself. The body knows how to heal itself. It really doesn't need you to micromanage. Okay. Someone said, oh my gosh, my whole right side feels inflamed as I hold this anger, sadness, guilt, shame. My eyes could burst. Good. So breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. And just for a few moments, yes to this. Yes, the sensation. Ooh, where do I feel it? What do I feel? Get curious. Get curious so more can reveal itself to you. Deborah said, I've had a lifelong relationship with pain in my body and spent many years in fight or flight in the last year or so. For the first time in my life, I've slowed down, stopped running from myself and my feelings, and started to embrace them. I had a huge awareness this week and asked my body this question. When did you learn or decide that you hate your body? I'm going through a huge letting go and release of the last chunk of that lack of self-love and know the pain of my emotions and sorrow and grief. Okay, beautiful. And it's even more expansive to ask a question of, what would it take for me to release this energy of hating my body? And the reason that's a beautiful thing to do is because the energy of the question will match the energy of the answer. And so you don't need to, because you might have gotten some clarity of like, wait a minute, when did I start hating my body? And you're like, whoa, right back then, I'm 6 years old, so-and-so said this thing, or, you know, I saw a supermodel in a magazine and my mom said, oh, she's so amazing. And then I felt not good enough. Like something as simple as that, you're getting these messages. But, and then you may have some clarity around releasing it. But if you just go right to the, what would it take for me to be at peace with this and release whatever I got these messages about hating my body. It can actually bring you to a higher frequency because the frequency of the answer matches the frequency of the question. So we don't even need to answer it. We just be in the frequency of the question. And that's why this title, this stream is titled, "Was Right About This You May Not Be Getting." It's right about this I'm not getting. That has assisted me so many times in releasing the resistance to what is so the energy can move. Is having an awareness of a belief system also transmuting the energy? And does it change the belief system that limits us? Yes and no. I can have the awareness of like, oh, I got this belief. Oh no, I got to get rid of that belief. Why do I have that belief? Where did it come from? What do I need to do? Or I can go, oh yeah, there's that belief. Breathe in, breathe out. Thank you for showing this to me. So that's pure awareness. And that will allow a lot to transmute. And I think it was 2 weeks ago in the Mind Body TV broadcast was about like stage one, stage two, stage three, stage one. Life is happening to me and I have no idea how to, what to do. But if, you know, if I do what I'm told, maybe it'll work out. And stage two is like, okay, that's never going to happen. We wake up and we see, oh, I'm a participant here. I am part of co-creating what's happening. But how do I fix it? What do I do? What do I make happen? How do I manifest? Stage three is I am that which I'm seeking. All things come to me effortlessly. I live in the harmony of embracing myself fully. I live in the abundance that I am. But it's stage two where we get glitchy because we become aware of the belief system, but then we think we need to fix the belief system. So very, very good question. And thank you for asking that. So I want you to remember that just being willing to reside in the unknown in stage two is actually what brings us into stage three. Funny 5 minutes said great info and insights again in this session. Did you mention you were going to re-release your book sometime? Yes, we are re-releasing the book in November. We've done a revised edition, a second edition of the Mind Body Toolkit. And if you're subscribed to drkimd.com, we're going to be sending information on that as well as an opportunity for a pre-purchase of a hard copy that I will sign for you. And we'll do a live call for like releasing the old, welcoming the new with this work around the new year. So for those of you who do want to pre-purchase the hardcover, there'll be an opportunity for that. I think it's only for 100 people, but we'll have a really powerful live call associated with that. So stay tuned and thank you for asking. Okay, so the last piece. Okay, soften. How do I access it? How do I let myself move through that stage two fluidly when I have the awareness? Someone says, I've had MS and I'm exhausted. It won't go away even if I lean into it. It's always about what are the deeper energies of my self suppression. And I'm not saying that it's just that one thing. What are the energies of powerlessness? What are the energies of resistance, fear? I hate this thing. Why is this happening to me? What are the energies? In the Embracing Health group, that program, we do a lot of work around this specifically to get that consciousness, to get that awareness so we can let those deeper, deeper energies that are underlying the physical thing to resolve. So just stay tuned in this work and it's not about making it go away by leaning into it, right? Because that's the thing that my one client and why this call was so powerful and I wanted to share it with more people. What that was the biggest resistance coming up for her is the refusal to embrace what is as it is, trying to embrace what is to make it change and go away. Totally different thing. One will actually allow so many things to dissolve and allow health to awaken, but the other actually keeps it in place. And that's what she was doing, was like, I'll embrace this, but it's still here, and making it all wrong. So it is a very simple thing, but the mind makes it very complex. All right, so I'm going to complete for today. I'm just going to look at a couple other pieces. What do we make about this debacle of the debate? Well, for anything that's coming up, whether it's in your body, it's in society, it's in politics. Linda said, I don't get the newsletter. Oh, if you're not getting the newsletter and you did sign up, go check your spam box and then whitelist it by dragging it into your regular box. email us at support@drkimd.com and we'll help you get through that. But I want to say, whatever is coming up, your body, politics, society, your kids, be willing to feel, what is arising in me? Do I see that thing happening and feel fear and powerlessness? What's going to happen? Our world is falling apart. Or can I look at that and say, wow, we're really awakening beyond these old structures that were never going to be our savior, to come into the space of knowing that our politics are a reflection of our consciousness as a collective, that what's happening out there is a reflection of what's in me. And it's not in me like that. It's going to be expressed out there as a caricature of it. Okay. So you're like, but I'm not like that crazy person. No, but that's a caricature of where are you disconnected with yourself? Where do you buy into fear and separation and try to, I got to make sure I keep interrupting everyone to get what I need. Maybe if they're the caricature of it, but where is that piece in you where you're afraid you're not going to get yours? Where you're afraid you got to pummel everyone else down to feel good enough about yourself? Where you're afraid things will not be okay? So what I've done so much lately is remember that it's never about what's out there, that my well-being is dependent on my choice to choose peace, right? And choosing peace is I embrace what is as it is. I don't need to make this a problem, but I'm feeling bad, but I'm feeling anxious, but this might not work out. Okay, I can see it, but how I feel doesn't need to be dependent on these outside things. I can decide that I feel a sense of serenity unconditionally. Even if this happens, even if that's happening, even if I feel this way, even if I feel that this is what's coming up, these are the thoughts I'm having. Okay. And as I've embraced what is as it is, it lets me have more serenity. It's been really powerful for me. Let's just look a few other things. Depressed about our future. Let the depression come up. Let that voice in you be heard. Give it your attention. All right, so softening, just simply relaxing the body will change your biofield, will allow you to receive more insight, will allow you to receive more abundance and resources you didn't know existed, and will allow your body to begin to release the physical tension that had things be amplified, like inflammation, pain, turning on the genes for disease. Very powerful. So remember the power is in you and then be willing to choose everything that is aligned with that. Be willing to choose everything that's truly a resource for you. All right. Lots of love, everybody. I'm at drkimd.com. Charlotte said, the way I've asked is how do I make peace with my childhood? Yeah, there can be lots of different. I'd love to hear from you with like the questions that come to you. How can I be at peace with this? What would it take for me to be in peace with what is exactly as it is? Sometimes it's really challenging, but this is the exercise we're in right now. The more we are willing to embody peace, the more our world will reflect that. And the power is not out there. The power is in us. It release everything that has you has the idea that that's not true. What would it take for me to remember that the power is in me and everything is responding to my energy? All right. I love you guys. I'll be here every week at 11 a.m. Mountain Time on Wednesdays. Subscribe if you're in YouTube. Hit the bell if you want to be alerted when I go live or when I come in. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, everybody who's been here. Yeah. Keep getting more conscious. I believe in you. I'll see you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.